Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Dave Guerra here. How's it going? How are you? And good evening. It is Thursday, June 20th, 2019. That's right. You know what that means? It means it is Leadership Thursday. And what we talk about on Leadership Thursday, well, we take leadership concepts, ideas, issues, and everything, and then we just kind of pick something, and then we go from there. So today, what I want to talk about is work-life balance, work-life balance. We hear about that all the time, and when we think about when we hear those words, well, guess what? In that order, work-life balance, it's a misnomer. There is and there never will be work-life balance. And first off, and again, bear with me. First, what is work-life balance? Well, Wikipedia, already we know we're wrong. Wikipedia defines work-life balance as, quote, a term commonly used to describe the balance that a working individual needs between time allocated for work and other aspects of life. Areas of life other than work life can include, but is not limited to, personal interests, family, and social leisure activities, end quote. Well, there we go, that's kind of that. Just says the time between both, and how do you balance that? Well, what does it all mean? It means that people, there's gonna be some people, some knuckleheads, and again, it's my opinion, doesn't have to be yours, but this is the way I see it, is that people will just take and hone in on one thing, and they stop to see the big, they don't get to see the big picture because they're honed in, they zero in on one little thing and refuse to step back and see the big picture. And when they see the big picture, then they can truly understand what is going on, what the situation is. But again, people like to hone in on one thing and exploit it until it's beaten down, exacerbated, nothing's left. So what does this mean? How does this apply to work-life balance? Well, it means people will work diligently to ensure that they are living a 50-50% life, meaning 50% of life is dedicated to work and 50% of the other life is dedicated to life outside of work. Well, that is not the literal meaning of work-life balance. It is meaning most people find easy. It's 50-50. It's a concept, like I said, something that people will find easy to latch onto and attempt or try fruitlessly to accomplish. And why fruitlessly? Why do I say fruitlessly? Because it will not yield positive results. In fact, it's going to be like you're trying to pull a King Solomon where you split everything right down the middle. It's not going to work for a sustained duration. Sure, it might. And for some people, that's just not going to happen. For some people, they'd rather spin their wheels and try to change. Some people would rather relive the past than try to move forward. Some people just can't. There we go. We lost the connection. Sorry about that. It's not because they're too old. It's not because they're too immature. It's not because they haven't experienced life. It's because somewhere along the line, somebody refused to hold them accountable. Somebody refused to say, hey, look, here it is. We've got to keep moving forward. And they refused to change because, again, what worked in the past is definitely not going to work today. Definitely not going to work in the future. So that's why we need to continue to grow. And that's why we need to change and rewire our way of thinking, believing, and behaving. Will that work? What will work? Well, what works is believing that there can never be true balance when it comes to work-life balance. So understand that there's never going to be true balance. Never, just like, it's no balance. So exactly, there can never be true work-life balance. One side has to give a little more, and that's when we have to work on not the balance, but on that the other side does not hit the bottom. Okay, picture a playground, picture a seesaw. You know, you get on one end and it falls to one side. Then somebody else, your exact clone, gets on the other side. So your clone weighs exactly like you because it's your exact clone. So now you're level. Now work is calling and work dumps all these files on you. Well, guess what starts to happen? Work starts to teeter down. So now you have to work on it to do the work so it all gets back in balance. But now, your six-year-old says, hey, don't forget I have that extra early Friday morning practice. Now the balance shifts to the other side. And then it seems like sometimes it's gonna be more and more and more and things happen, the kids get sick, sniffles, nose, they gotta go to the doctor. And so now that other side has to give because there can never be true balance. Now, the people that I was talking about to begin with are fighting constantly to maintain that balance when they're fighting constantly. What I'm talking about is accepting the fact that it will never be in balance. It will never be in balance. Life is not that way. Life is constantly bombarding you with something on your right, something on your left, and life's never going to stop doing that. It doesn't matter who you are. Life doesn't care who it is. It doesn't matter who you are. What life does is that's just life. That's because it's change, and change is constantly changing. Change is here to stay. And the sooner you accept the fact that work-life balance never will be balanced, the better off you'll be. Because again, I've accepted the fact that no matter what I say, no matter what I do, no matter how much I try to control the situation, there are just way too many outside forces working and doing their own thing. Not against me. Not against me. Because they don't know me. They're doing what they have to do to accomplish their tasks, their missions, their vision, achieve their goals. And you could sit there and get offended because, oh, well, why are they always picking on me? As opposed to, well, they have their own issues. They have their own deals. Remember I talked about earlier the neighbors don't care? They don't care because, again, who cares what the neighbors think? They're more worried about their own problems than to worry about yours. Because if they could solve your problems, guess what? They'd be the first ones to jump on and solve your... Now, they're going to be the first ones to give you advice. But will they be the first ones to solve your problems, pay your bills? And then, guess what? Worry what the neighbors think. And that's an old adage. You know, we've heard that all along. We've heard that all through our lives. But again, stop giving the attention to where it doesn't belong. Give the attention to your work, your life, and keeping yourself in balance and working to understand that it's never going to be in balance. It's always going to be something's got to give, something's got to get. Something's got to take, something's got to give. Remember that. So, like I said, all of this might sound similar to that 50-50 mindset that I talked about earlier, but it's the one major exception is that you recognize that life is going to keep you off balance. Don't get so wrapped up and stringent to ensuring that you can overcome it. Sometimes you just have to let it. And sometimes, yeah, you sure do have to fire back. You sure do have to let yourself go. You let your voice out because, again, you don't have to suffer in silence. You have to. You have to share and you have to vent and you have to show your frustrations because that's the only way you're going to be able to lighten that load. And when you can't lighten that load, folks, everything suffers, work and life. It all suffers. And when you just keep carrying that burden, eventually one's going to hit the bottom harder than the other. Or eventually that seesaw will break in half and snap in two. So understand that life and working and life and enjoying life and doing work, no, you know. I'm going to use my brother as an example. He's been on vacation for the past week. Kudos to him. But I know my brother. I know he took some work calls. But where's the work-life balance? Because he got out. He left work behind. I knew he had to take some calls because there's some things that are just that pressing. But he still was able to get out there, spend some time with his family, reconnect with his kids, reconnect with his spouse. And I know, yeah, they all live in the same home. But again, sometimes we got to step out. Sometimes we need to say, hey, look, here's my priority. Here's what's important. Here's what I need to do. And you know what? This week is my turn. This week is my turn. I'll still be doing these, but this week is my turn. So again, I'm going to be reconnecting with my family. I'll be reconnecting with my kids because I have to, because we all have to, because we all have to take that initiative and take that priority because, again, work and life will never be in balance, but you take it when you can and you do what you can with what you can. Anything else, you're just cheating yourself, and that's just the bottom line. Folks, I'm Dave. This is Thursday's Leadership Edition, and we're talking about work-life balance. Realize life has its way with you. You don't have its way. You don't have your way with life. It's the other way around, but enjoy life. Until tomorrow when we wrap up. No, there will not be tomorrow. I'll be taking care of business, so there'll be no tomorrow. We're not wrapping up, so we're wrapping up this week tonight. So until next week, have a good weekend. Enjoy your time. Remember, do a little life, do a little work, but take care of yourselves. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good evening.